This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You can now relive the best moments of the UEFA Champions League 24/7. The UEFA Champions League channel is a new 24-hour streaming channel serving nonstop goals, highlights, and full match replays from the world's most prestigious club competition. Reminisce on your favorite moments, legendary players, and brilliant goals with the UEFA Champions League channel, streaming around the clock on Pluto TV and the CBS Sports app.
Hello and welcome back to the Wildcat Scoop Podcast. I'm your host, Shelby Shear, here with...
Jason Shear.
And we are serene.
I am a peaceful boy.
We're friends with everybody. We're here to preview the Arizona men's basketball game against UCLA.
Eight clap.
Our super favorite people on earth.
What do you think UCLA did tonight? They're in Tucson for two nights because they had the early game.
Ooh.
I wonder where the team went.
I wonder if they're all doing like meditative yoga.
I know where they went. Mick definitely took them to a rage room.
Oh, yeah, they should. They should do that.
Yeah, because Mick has some rage.
Just break things.
Or the mini museum, because Mick's mini. The miniature museum.
Anyway, that's why we're here, to talk about one of the last times Arizona and UCLA see each other as Pac-12 teams. One of the last times. I guess there's a couple more, but... Mikhail's going to be rocking on Saturday. It's going to be great. But before we begin, we have a message from our sponsor. Investing should be easy. Buy low and sell high. But what seems simple can get tricky in a complex field. It is too easy to encounter pitfalls in the investment space, but seeking professional advice can help you reach your goals. At Longview Insurance and Investments, we're your local professionals based right here in Tucson. Let us help you create a personalized investment portfolio that reflects your unique risk tolerance, time horizons, and goals. Visit our website at www.longviewinsuranceandinvestments.com to learn more. Boom. Thank you so much to our sponsor. Shout out to Andre and Emily. We appreciate you. All right. Everyone knows how I feel about UCLA. Most Arizona fans feel this way. We know how you feel about UCLA because you used to proudly wear an F UCLA shirt.
I know you don't know. Not when I was employed.
Not when you've been a reporter, when you were in college, as one does when they're in college. Are you a little reflective? Like, this is one of the last times?
No, I don't care.
You don't care?
Nope.
Nope, zero times?
There has been, at no point have I gotten emotional about the Pac-12 or anything. I'm not sentimental to begin with.
I was going
to
say, you have no emotions anyway.
I have emotions. I'm not sentimental in the slightest. Jason unless it involves, like, my kids.
I was like, Jason's emotional about dog videos.
Yeah, like my kids.
And our kids.
I also ask Shelly to adopt a dog every 3 days. But yeah. She's like, Jason, we have three. And then I turned a mini horse. Or one of those little, what's like the Scottish cow thingy?
You want a Scottish mini cow?
Yeah, those are sick. And then a mini pig. But one time when I was younger, a pig attacked me, so I'm a little skeptical about the pigs.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, nope, couldn't care less.
All right.
Stone
cold, man.
Yeah, I don't know. I to bigger and better things. And Tommy Lloyd is much more willing and active trying to get Arizona versus UCLA again in the future. He said it multiple times in the press conference after the USC game, and Mick Cronin basically doesn't care.
Mick Cronin was like, meh.
Yeah, there's no indication Mick Cronin. By the way, before we get into this with Mick Cronin, go to the UCLA site, UCLA 24/7 site, Bruin Report Online, and watch the post-game presser from the ASU game. There's literally a part where Mick Cronin talks about needing to help his players because he's already such a great coach. I watched it with Shelby. I've already been to the national title. We were the best team in the country 2 years ago. Last year, I think everyone would agree that we were clearly the number one team in the country. I've done all of it. So now I'm here to help my guys.
It's this like, oh, team.
My God. Like, you literally just talked about 2 minutes about how great you are as a coach.
We would have won the national championship if Jaime hadn't, like, blown out his ankle.
And then last year, they were clearly the best team in the country.
It was just lending fuel to the fire of my hatred. Since Mick Cronin called his players stupid, UCLA has won 2 straight games. What has been the difference for the Bruins?
Well, he threatened to kill their entire family. No, so it's like,
called motivation.
I think part of this is, let's be realistic. So I think the win over Washington was awesome. It was at Pauley, but it was very clearly a good win. They played well. Washington didn't play well. Xavier Wheeler was awesome, but they guarded Keon Brooks very well. And played well. I mean, Lazar had 15 points. Adembona, when he plays well, they play well. So be it. But if you watch the ASU game, they shouldn't have won that game. Even the UCLA write-up was like, we shouldn't have won that game. I mean, they didn't play well. Lazar was solid, you know. But they, Lazar was solid. Mac was decent. Brandon Williams was decent. It was just kind of a weird game. But ASU handed them all those points off the text. And UCLA had 9 more free throw attempts and made 8 more overall. And Bobby lost his shit after that game. It was basically loss at the free throw line. You didn't watch that game and say, oh, my God. You know, UCLA is just unbeatable. So, overall, you know, are they playing better? Sure. But also, like, it was 3 games ago, they lost to Utah 90-44.
Right.
It wasn't like, you know, a week ago.
It was dazzling.
Right. So, you know, bear down. All right, 8 clap. What is it? I don't know.
I don't know. Let's try to forget everything we know about UCLA after this season. Ugh. What type of team is UCLA, Jason?
Glad you asked, Shelby. Very glad you asked. UCLA is an interesting team. And, you know, you look at UCLA's KenPom overall, they're 112th, which obviously isn't good. They're weird because defensively, they're actually legitimately good. They're 40th in the country at KenPom. Offensively, they're insanely bad. They're 223rd. They're 332 in tempo. They're 328th in effective field goal percentage. They turn the ball over at a high rate. They do not make threes. They're 330th in the country. They do not make twos. They're 318th in the country. And they turn the ball over. And they just don't even shoot threes. Their three-point attempts to field goal attempts are 351st in the country, Shelby, which is about as bad as you can get. They're 31st in height. They're a pretty big team. Defensively, they're good. Like, they're 100th in the country at opposing field goal. They're decent at forcing turnovers. They're decent offensive and defensive rebounding team. They defend the two very well. They're going to pack it in. I mean, we all know what they're going to do. They force quite a bit of turnovers. They do a good job there generally. But it's going to be a very slow, grinding out, ugly game where they're just going to try to make the game literally as ugly as possible. And they're going to pack it in, even if it's man-to-man or whatever. And they're going to kind of figure it out from there.
Strategy. Which we've talked about a lot of teams we're going to do now that they know to do that. Well, which player is the most dangerous in your opinion?
Yeah, I mean, the thing with UCLA is, like, there's only one player that's legitimately good at offense. Sebastian Mack, you would say, is good at offense, but he's not as efficient as you would want him to be. Adembona is very clearly the best player on the team. They run the offense through him, and while they're going to get highs and lows, they run the offense through him because it's just better when they do. You know, his true shooting percentage is 61%, which is awesome. He's a very good offensive rebounder. He's 16th in the nation in shot blocking. He can steal the ball. He gets to the line at a high rate. You know, he's not a three-point shooter. He can go. Like, he is, to me, you know, I know Sebastian Mack is their leading scorer, but Sebastian Mack shoots 37%. The problem with Adembona is, you know, he's hit and miss, right? He had 9 points against ASU. did have 6 rebounds, 5 assists, 7 blocks, which is awesome. He also fouled out. The game before against Washington, Shelby, he was 10 of 13, 22 points. The game before that, Utah, he had 4. But then he had 4 double digits in a row. Then he had 2 singles. So he's kind of feast or famine. He is by far the most dangerous player. He's capable of going off.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Every sport has their big, juicy controversy. Boxing has the Mike Tyson ear bite. Cycling has Lance Armstrong. Baseball has its steroid era. Curling has Broomgate. It's a story of broken relationships, houses divided, corporate rivalry, and a performance-enhancing broom.
It was a year I'd like to forget.
Broomgate, available now.
He changes the game with his defense. You know, he can get lost a little bit sometimes, but, you know, he is by far, in my opinion, UCLA's most dangerous and well-rounded player. I think he's the guy that basically, when you're looking at it and you're saying, okay, if UCLA is going to win, who has to play well? One of those type of deals we always talk about. It is by far a D'Antoni. If he doesn't play well, I just don't see how UCLA wins this game, but he's very capable of playing well.
What matchup intrigues you the most? Intrigues. You really don't hear that word that much in normal conversation. I think the only time I say it is when I read these questions. Are you really intrigued?
No.
You're really on the phone, busy right now. I wonder who you're talking to.
An ASU fan went at me because I tweeted that Brandon Phelps needs to know a good barber in Tucson. And someone said, don't trust him. He lies to people. And then Brandon's like, I just need my haircut. I don't know what you're talking about.
So wow.
Shout out my guy, Brandon Phelps. I'm just talking about haircuts.
I think it's funny that ASU fans hate you so much. They think, like, everything you do just is, like,
I even made fun of villain. Myself. I said, please suggest haircut to Brandon Phelps because I don't have hair. I don't get haircuts. I do my own. I literally take a razor and I'm done in 5 minutes.
Yeah. But you're also the bad guy of all of their
nightmares.
Sometimes
Shelby shaves my body for me.
Nope, that doesn't happen.
My back, you shave my back and you write bear down in my hair.
That
my back
could
hair.
Happen because it would just be funny, but you don't have that much. What are you talking about?
Thanks, baby. Let's talk about my body hair. Let's segue.
Yeah, well, at least you don't have that distracting Band-Aid on your arm tonight.
That hurts. I was in bad shape this morning.
Jason was not feeling good this morning.
I didn't feel very good this morning. I slept in.
Like most of the day.
And basically, not most of the day. I said to my brain, look, you're either going to wake up and nothing's going to happen, or you're going to take a nap and you're just going to gut it. And so I took a nap till about 10 o'clock. Nothing happened. And I was so pumped.
And then you went on the show with Mike.
Nothing happened today.
Nothing happened. It was a little quiet today.
That scares the shit out of me.
Some churning going on in the background, but no official news. It'll happen at the most inconvenient time, I'm sure. But I don't think you answered the intriguing question. What matchup intrigues you the most?
I forgot about the question.
Oh, okay.
There's really only
one. Oh, I'm sorry. You wanted to talk about your body hair.
Right. There's really only one. It's Umar versus Adembona.
Ooh,
it's Grievous versus Adembona. It's Adembona versus whoever. That's the most intriguing matchup, you know?
Be aggressive. Be aggressive.
Adembona will get under your skin.
Yeah, he's pesky.
As you know, ASU had 47 technical fouls the other night. Adembona.
Bobby Hurley helped fuel some of that.
Adembona is one of those dudes. I respect his game, but he's going to get, like, that's part of what makes him pretty good is he gets in your skin. Umar's going to have to contain that if Grievous plays.
He's going to be tough.
It's a unique matchup for him. Adembona versus Umar, to me, is by far, these guys are going to go right at each other. If you want to pick another one, it's Pella versus Lazar.
Pella.
Lazar could shoot 1 for 11 on Saturday or 8 for 11, and neither would surprise me. He's just that type of player. So those are the probably the two matchups overall that I really look
Do
at.
Do you think Adembona walked past Bobby Hurley and said, come at me, bro?
I don't know.
I think that Bobby probably would have come at him.
Yeah.
He was, this is a segue because it was just so funny. Bobby Hurley's press conference after that game was like a recalcitrant five-year-old. Like, I've never seen, he was just so pissed, but trying to act like he wasn't pissed and everything was cool. It was just probably one of the best ones he's ever done. I thought it was.
I kind of like Bobby.
I know, we've said this.
I don't hate Bobby Hurley.
When he's not in coach mode and he's like activated, like when he's crazy, when he's just like normal person.
He's really nice.
So ASU fans, I don't know why you'd be listening to this, but like we've always said, and like we don't mind Bobby, but he's just funny.
And it's kind of bothersome because I don't, you know, like I like Kenny Dillingham. Like, I like him.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
So I'll never say, as a person, I'll never say anything bad about him.
Well, it's funny because it's like, you know, quote unquote, I hate ASU, but I'm also someone that subscribes to, like, the rivalry is better when the teams are more equal. Like, it's not fun, you know, over time, and it's not good for business. It's not money-making for one team to be so overbalanced to the other. So if we have to be tied together, it's like it's better when it's not just feast or famine. And that's, I know that's not a popular opinion. I know there's a lot of people that might disagree with me, but you know, I don't dislike it. I really didn't like Todd Graham. Like, no,
nobody, I don't think ASU fans like Todd Graham. Herm was slimy.
Yeah, but there's who was the coach? Oh, you weren't here back in the day. Who was the coach? They was in the bank commercials of Lute Olson.
Bill Frieder.
Bill Frieder. Like, he was great. He was goofy.
Everyone knows Bill.
Bill Frieder was the best. So, you know, rivalries are awesome, but, like, you know, I hate UCLA.
Everything is awesome.
That is not the song that Nick Cronin, it's from the Lego movie.
Everything is awesome when you're part of a team.
Everything is awesome. Something about your dreams.
We ate at Frankie's tonight. I know we talk about food every podcast, so I just wanted everyone to know.
Shout out to Frankie's. It's a great place to eat. It's got a lot of TVs, so if you want to watch a game,
I think people
great
know
bar.
Frankie's.
Huh?
I miss Frankie.
Oh, yeah. Like, the owner, the real Frankie, he was a good guy.
He made fun of me, and I laughed.
Okay, well, we're just completely segueing, but the original Frankie's on Campbell, when, obviously, this was years ago, like 10 years ago, when Frankie was alive. And I was pregnant, because I always wanted cheesesteaks when I was pregnant with Aurora. Or somebody. It must have been 14 years ago.
No, it was Aurora. It was that long.
It was that long ago. Okay, so 14, 15 years ago. Pregnant with Aurora, and I just wanted cheesesteaks all the time. So I was eating there all the time. And we went in, and he actually served us. And
I was so tired of eating meat that I went to Frankie's and I got a salad.
He got a salad. So when Frankie brought the food, he put the salad in front of me and gave Jason this, like, 12-inch cheesesteak. And I was like, oh, no, that's the cheesesteak's mine. And I switched the plates. And he looked at Jason like, why are you getting a salad? And it was like I'm not talking like a little like rabbit salad.
What's it called?
Yeah, but it was like a man salad. Like it was like an Italian, like salami, cold cut kind of salad.
Like, listen, man. I was like, you know how much red meat we've ate in the last week?
I know. It was just crazy. But
let's have a baby again.
Anyway, we recommend Frankie's, though. We're not having a baby, Jason. Jesus Christ. Frankie's is now on Ina and Thornydale, and rest in peace to our buddy Frankie, because he was great.
What are the keys to the game? I'm glad you asked, Shelby. The keys.
I said it mentally.
The key. You just like stared at me. Look, it's real simple. Arizona, it's going
to
be an ugly game.
Win.
Yeah, they have to score more points, and it's in. It's going to be similar to USC. You know, I don't think UCLA is going to sit in a zone, but they're going to pack it in. They're going to dare Arizona to shoot threes, and they're going to try to take everything away in the paint. Arizona can't fall for that unless they're on fire, but they can't fall for it. Go inside, draw fouls. UCLA is not a deep team, and Mick Cronin hates his bench anyway. So he's not going to all of a sudden play Adeyemara 20 minutes. He doesn't want to. They have a decent – they have Brandon Williams off the bench, a couple other guys that are decent, but – they're not a very deep team. You can't let Sebastian Mack get off. He's pretty – I don't want to say he's easy. Get off. Shut up.
Sorry.
I don't want to say he's easy to control, but it's like you kind of know what you're getting from him early on. If you frustrate him, he's just going to put up bad shots. And if you don't, he has the capability of scoring. You know, so if Arizona takes care of the ball, I actually think this game will be won on offense. You know, I don't think UCLA's offense should be that big of a threat, knock on wood, to Arizona's defense. I just think that if Arizona goes out there and shoots 32%,
that's going to give UCLA a chance. So it needs to go in there and execute on offense and not be selfish, because UCLA is going to kind of feed right into that with the way they defend.
Okay. Everybody knows the last question, as always, what is your prediction, Jason?
Glad you asked, Shelby. I don't like the way that Arizona's playing, but it feels like UCLA brings out the best in Arizona. It's going to be an ugly game.
You're simply the best.
It's not going to be entertaining. I'm just going to be honest and that out of the way.
You don't want to be boring again.
I'm going to go Arizona 78, UCLA 66.
Whoa.
78-66.
Well, I've been thinking it was going to be higher. You know, like Arizona should have scored 90 against USC the other night. Didn't happen. I'm going to go 75-65. I think it's going to be a little ugly. You know, it would be wonderful if we had some
Arizona 190
consistent
to 44.
Shooting. So I'm going to go low this time and jinx it and hope that Arizona pleasantly surprises us with this, having the perfect game and everybody's in double digits and all the shots are falling. Wouldn't that be lovely?
It would be nice.
If this game was at UCLA, though, probably, honestly, might have a different prediction. But
probably.
I will never not pick Arizona, as you know, but I'm sure Jason would pick UCLA if it was at Pauly. But
I think next week's going to be a time. I don't know. We'll see. Who's Arizona play next week?
I don't know.
I don't know Arizona's schedule anymore. I don't know much anymore, Shelby.
I think it's been a little bit of a whirlwind the last
Arizona. Who does Arizona? Why am I looking at who Arizona plays next week, first of all? And why?
Nobody's expecting you to memorize
the Oregon
schedule.
Schools. Yeah, I think Arizona drops one next week at Oregon. Actually, I don't know. I'm watching Oregon right now. Nah, Oregon's good.
Well, they're currently losing to Colorado, but that's
you know what's pretty crazy to think about?
What?
Do you know that, like, this past Sunday, I think, or maybe it was the, I don't know. Yeah. Like, we're only 2 months away from Selection Sunday.
I know. It's weird. It's crazy. Anyway.
I'll select you.
Will not enter the portal. And stick with Wildcat Authority.
Oh, my God. Come here right now.
And, you know, keep all of our information on the message boards just for you.
Subscribe to www.wildcatauthority.com or just go on Twitter and wait for the information to be released there.
Yeah, it'll just be released by random people, apparently.
No, just kidding. I love everyone.
Yeah, we're
and no
not,
matter
we're
where
not
you are, Shelby.
You can't steal my line.
Yeah, you were just supposed to say the word.
Oh.
Wherever you are, Shelby.
No, I don't like the way you say it. I got to say it right. No matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, I'm just changing it up tonight. Always remember to bear down.
Shout out to my guy Bryant also. Won first place for the MUSD District Spelling Bee. On to the next round. Bryant, I know you or your dad is listening to this. I just want to give you a shout out, my man.
Shout out Coach Nick.
You can now relive the best moments of the UEFA Champions League 24/7. The UEFA Champions League channel is a new 24-hour streaming channel serving non-stop goals, highlights, and full match replays from the world's most prestigious club competition. Reminisce on your favorite moments, legendary players, and brilliant goals with the UEFA Champions League channel, streaming around the clock on Pluto TV and the CBS Sports app.